It's Friday, the 25th of December, 2015. Happy birthday to Eric Gordon and Jesus. And welcome to the Red Rock Fantasy Basketball Monster Podcast, brought to you by moneyball.com.au and RitzMudgeB. My name is Josh Lloyd, and if you want to be a sponsor of the podcast like RitzMudgeB, all you need to do is leave a review on iTunes, and it's that straightforward. Also, don't forget, if you're in Australia or New Zealand, to check out moneyball.com.au, Australia's best daily fantasy sports site. Get on there, join in some contests, win some money. Now, first of all, Merry Christmas to everybody. It is Christmas Day here in Australia. I know that you guys watching internationally, it's not quite Christmas Day yet, so Christmas Day wishes in advance to all you guys who celebrate Christmas. What I'm going to do on today's podcast, it's going to be very short, it's going to be very sweet, hopefully, and we're going to be looking at and previewing the five games for Christmas Day. But before I get into that, a trade went down about an hour before I started broadcasting this. Ish Smith has found his way back to Philadelphia in exchange for 2 second-round draft choices. Now, you would have heard me speak about Smith quite a lot this season. Even in the preseason, I loved his fit in Philadelphia last season. He was fantastic for Nerlens Noel. He was putting up great numbers. I was a bit pissed that they didn't re-sign him, to be honest, in the off-season. But it is what it is. He's headed back to Philadelphia now. What that means from the New Orleans side is Tony Douglas probably gets his few minutes. Now, to me, Smith should have been playing over Norris Cole. You know my dislike of Norris Cole as a player, but I hope this doesn't mean more minutes for Norris Cole. I think Tony Douglas gets back into the rotation as that third point guard. I don't think much really changes in New Orleans. Norris Cole is still going to be getting 20 more minutes than he deserves, and Jrue Holiday and Tyreke Evans are doing the bulk of the work, so not much changes in New Orleans. What changes, though, is in Philadelphia. Tony Roden has been waived. Now, a lot of people have been tweeting at me saying Red Rock_B-Ball must be having a great Christmas that Tony Roden's being waived. Now, I want to get something clear. I feel sorry for the guy that he got cut on Christmas Eve. I don't like people necessarily losing their job, especially at this time of year. So I hope Tony Roden gets some work somewhere, not necessarily on an NBA team. But it's fantastic for people who like watching basketball, because he was brutal. He was brutally inefficient. He was brutal handling the ball. He was just bad, bad to watch. And I'm glad I don't have to worry about his place in the rotation in Philadelphia at all. I feel vindicated saying that he is not a good player and the Philadelphia isn't going to be giving him the starting job. I'm glad that he's gone in that sense, but still feel sorry for the guy. It's pretty brutal to cut a guy on Christmas Eve. As for the Philadelphia rotation, I still think Kendall Marshall is probably going to be the man by the end of the season, but for now, I think that Ish Smith gets 20-plus minutes here, and he is a good distributor. He has got chemistry with Nerlens Noel. He'll have to work with Jahlil Okafor, but I think that he can be a really, really decent fit with Jahlil Okafor as well. And I wouldn't be shocked if he's playing 27 minutes to start things off. I've got him currently at about 24 minutes a game, with Kendall Marshall about 23 or 24 as well, splitting the point guard minutes. I think it really minimizes TJ McConnell's role, because McConnell is basically a worse version of Ish Smith. So I think you're going to see Smith and Marshall playing the point a lot. You're going to see Isaiah Cannon mainly playing the two, with Nick Stauskas phased out of the rotation over the last couple of games. So I think we're going to see splits of Marshall and Smith. And then in games where Marshall has to rest, I reckon we'll see 30-plus from Smith, and then we'll see TJ McConnell getting the rest of those minutes there. So it might not work out, but I'm all for adding Ish Smith in most leagues. He's going to be a guy who can get you big assist numbers. He can be a decent scorer, although his percentages and that will weigh up this year as opposed to what he's done in his career. But he's going to get assists. He can score a little bit. He can get you some rebounds. I think that he's someone who's definitely worth a look if you're looking for assists. It might not work out. He might play 12 minutes and McConnell might play 20 minutes and Kendall Marshall might play 27. But I'm pretty confident that Smith goes into a 1A, 1B situation with Marshall, at least for this next month. And then when Marshall gets himself back to full health after the ACL, then maybe Smith settles into a 20-minute role while Marshall plays 30. I know that Philadelphia does like Kendall Marshall a lot. They've signed him to a multi-year deal, so I think they want him to run the point to a degree, but I think that we're going to be seeing pretty even minutes for those guys over the next month or so. So to me, adding Smith in a 12-team league makes all the sense in the world, depending on who you're dropping. If you're flying and you've got a 13-man roster of top 100 players, I don't think I'd necessarily cut one of those guys to grab Ish Smith. But anyone else, I'm all for going and adding him and seeing how this plays out, because we saw what he did earlier in the season. We saw what he did at the end of last season with Philadelphia, and all of that adds up to a guy who can really help in 12-team leagues. Don't think he's going to change the course of the face of the franchise in Philadelphia. Don't think he's going to change the course of your fantasy season, but there's something to really like with Ish Smith now heading back to Philadelphia. All right, I think that covers all of that with the trade. Let's move into daily fantasy mode now, and let's talk about the five games on Christmas Day. The first game is the New Orleans Pelicans and the Miami Heat. The Heat are favored by 5.5 here. The total is 200. Josh McRoberts has already been ruled out, and Tyler Johnson, they've said he's questionable, but they've also said we don't want to rush him. We're still hesitant, so I'm thinking he's not playing. So I don't think we're going to see any Tyler Johnson here, but Goran Dragic has been upgraded to probable. So I don't think we're going to see 30-plus minutes of Beno Udrih. We're going to see Udrih in a 20-minute backup role. Dragic will be back starting for the Heat, and that means that you know, DFS bonus of being able to play Beno Udrih is likely not going to happen. On the Pelican side of things, Alexey Ajinsa has missed the last three games with his calf issue. He is he's likely to be out from when I say he's questionable. So who knows? He's not going to have much impact either way. Let's look at the value guys here. I really like Hassan Whiteside. He's averaging over 40 points in his last three. He's at 7,700, so the salary has gone up. But we can look to see that someone just sent me a tweet here talking about my the video yesterday, asking me if I had dyed my eyebrows yesterday. And yes, I did. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go and check yesterday's video, as I had my hair and my beard and my eyebrows all dyed white to dress up as Santa. Anyway, back to Hassan Whiteside. He's at 7,700, but against the Pelicans team, whose interior is shaky at best, Whiteside could be in line for another 40-point game. The Heat have been giving him over 35 minutes a game for the last three. I think that he is definitely a very, very top-notch play here. The next guy that we look at is Gerald Green. Now, if Tyler Johnson's out again, which is what it appears, we should see 30-plus minutes for Gerald Green again at 4,100. That's pretty good. Now, he hasn't really blown our mind or anything lately. He's only averaging 20.8 points over the last five games. But at 4,100, if you get 20.8 points, that's 5x value. And done. Lock him in. That's pretty good. And he's going up against a piss-weak Pelicans defense. So Gerald Green, you know, if something happens and he grabs 7 rebounds or gets 2 steals, then he gives you 25, 28 points. And that's a real bargain. So I really like Gerald Green here. Luol Deng's been playing fairly well as well. At 4,700, his salary is super low. He gave us 24 in the last game. He's in a bit of a run of decent form, so I don't mind using Luol Deng. Chris Bosh, for the same reasons as Hassan Whiteside, a weak Pelicans interior. He's averaging a bit less than 30 across the last three games, so that's not great, but I think that he gets a bump here against the Pelicans, and he can put up a decent number at 7,200. Goran Dragic at 5,800 is intriguing. He's back. Again, poor Pelicans defense. He's averaging almost 30 across his last three, which is a similar amount to what Chris Bosh is averaging, except you've got to pay $1,400 less for Dragic. So I think that he is in play to use as a point guard. The consistency for him has been pretty decent lately. As bad as he's been, you know, that salary has now come down to match, and it's probably a little bit under where it needs to be. So I'm okay with using Goran Dragic. On the Pelican side of things, Tyreke Evans has been on fire, almost triple-doubled in the last game. He's at 7,300. He is definitely a decent guy to look at. And Anthony Davis at 10,400. He's basically going to play 40 minutes in these games. He's a 50-point guy waiting to happen. You can definitely get him into a lineup. Dwayne Wade is interesting because it is a Christmas Day game. He generally plays pretty well on Christmas Day. He's a 30-point guy across his last five games. He's at 7,100, so it's not all that appealing. That salary, I'd rather him under, but I can understand why you would want to get him in. And 5,600 for Drew Holiday, who's basically been a 30-point guy across the last five games. He's someone that can definitely be put in. The problem with him is the Heat defending point guards have been very, very stingy. So I reckon you might be able to find value otherwise, but Holiday is not a terrible option. The injury concern with him at the moment is not impacting his ability to put up fantasy numbers. It's impacting his minutes because he's only averaging 24 across the last three. but he's racking up a huge amount of stats. And I think that that could continue in this game. But remember, there is that Heat defense we've got to take into consideration. The next game is the Bulls and the Thunder. The Thunder are favored by 9, and the total is 205 in this game. Steven Adams at 4,100, very, very unsexy name, but the Bulls against centers is a joke. He's averaging almost 20 points a game over his last three, and at 4,100, if he gets 20 points, that's 5x value right there. If he gets you 25 points, then you're laughing. You're very happy with that sort of return. That's 6.5x, and that's great. And you know, based in the ease of matchup, no Joakim Noah, I really like Adams here. Russell Westbrook going up against Derrick Rose, 10,400. He's a better bet to me than Kevin Durant at 10,000. I really think Westbrook's in a spot for a 50 here. And Serge Ibaka at 6,300. That salary's not too high. He can get you 30 points pretty comfortably, I think. He could also stink, so there's a little bit of risk with Ibaka. He's probably more of a tournament guy. On the Bulls side of things, as I mentioned, there is no Joakim Noah. Nikola Mirotic started the last game at small forward. He put up 23.3 fantasy points in 22 minutes. He's priced at 4,800. A lot of people might be groaning when I say, you know, look at Nikola Mirotic in DFS, but 23.3 points at less than 5,000, and in a spot now where there's probably going to be more minutes for him with Joakim Noah out. With Noah out in the last game, they closed with Mirotic on the court at power forward down the stretch. He could get you 27 points here. He does rack up stats at a pretty decent rate. The shooting has been way off. If he gets hot and decent shooting, he could be a 35-point guy here. So I think in tournaments, he is a fantastic play. Taj Gibson at 4,700, he's probably going to see close to 30 minutes. He's not as spectacular as Mirotic, obviously not as high an upside, but he put up almost 28 in the last game. At 4,700, it's hard to go past that. And Derrick Rose is another guy that a lot of these guys, Mirotic and Adams, you're probably rolling your eyes and going, Josh has lost it. He's drunk too much eggnog, which we don't drink at all over here in Australia. But Derrick Rose at 6,300, the last time they played the Thunder, he put up a really, really good game against Russell Westbrook, who's not a great defender for fantasy purposes. Rose is averaging 26 points in the last three. At 6,300, definitely someone you can consider. Jimmy Butler at 8,500. There aren't many high-priced shooting guards on the board. He's a 40-point average guy across the last three. He's definitely someone that you can use. The turmoil in Chicago, maybe that affects him slightly, but I don't really think so. And Pau Gasol at 8,900, a 44-point average across those last three games. I don't think I want to use Pau here. I'm just not sure that, you know, we can expect him to get 45 points, which is at 8,900, basically where you need him to be. Next game, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are favored by 7. The total is 210. Harrison Barnes likely won't play, and he's considered doubtful at the moment. I think LeBron James at $10,400 is not a bad investment of $10,000. We know he's basically going to be a 45-point guy. His lowest score in his last three is 36.9, so that's a very, very solid floor. So he's a really solid cash game play. And Tristan Thompson, like Steven Adams, probably a little bit sneakily, he's averaging 26 points across his last three games. And at 4,600, you absolutely love that value. He played really well against the Warriors in the finals last season. He's someone that you can consider if you're looking for that cheap power forward option. Steph Curry at 10,900. He hasn't been returning value of late. You think he'd want to get up against the Cavs, but they do have some decent defenders. We know what Dellavedova did sometimes to him in the playoffs. There's Iman Shumpert, who's a pretty good defender as well. I'm not sure I want to spend close to 11,000 on Steph. I'd rather spend the 10,400 on James or on Russell Westbrook. Kevin Love at 7,800, not bad for him. His value is going to dip when Kyrie gets back to full minutes, but he put up 40.5 points in the last game. 7,800, you can sort of get on board there, but I'm not overly thrilled with using him. Klay Thompson at 7,200. Again, he's going to have the Iman Shumpert treatment, so don't think I want to spend money there. And Draymond Green at 9,200. That salary is just a little bit too high for me. As good as Draymond is, you need him to go for 47 points to really give you 5x value, and I don't really think that that's something that's bankable in a game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The San Antonio Spurs and the Houston Rockets is the next game up. This could get real ugly. Kawhi Leonard, 8,900. We know how good he's been lately. He's going up against the Houston defense. There's a lot to like here about Kawhi Leonard. He could be a 40-point guy quite comfortably. Love using him. Danny Green was decent in the last game. He's a minimum salary tournament punt that hopefully things get going and he carries on his good shooting from the last game, maybe. Pat Beverly at 4,200. There aren't really any low-priced point guards on the slate for Christmas Day. He has been struggling a little bit, but all he needs to do is give you 20 points, and that's almost at value there. LaMarcus Aldridge at 7,300. The Houston bump for power forwards is pretty significant, so he's someone you can look at. He is averaging 34 across his last three, so if he gives you 34 or even like 35, 36, I think that you'd be pretty happy. Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, both of those guys, the minute limits on them is restricting their fantasy value, so I'll leave them alone. Clint Capela at 4,900, the minutes just haven't been there for him in the last couple of games, and the same thing goes for Terrence Jones and Donatas Motiejunas. 10,600 for James Harden, averaging 44 points, but he's going to get Kawhi'd. There's going to be an issue. Kawhi has just destroyed the last two guys he's played, Paul George and Andrew Wiggins. He's probably going to go on Harden, and it could be all over for Harden. So I don't, again, if I'm spending 10,000, it's LeBron and Russell Westbrook, not James Harden when you're going up against Kawhi. That just feels like the biggest no-go zone of anything in basketball at the moment. Trevor Ariza at 5,500. Not many of those mid-price small forwards around. I think that he escapes Kawhi, so there's some benefit there for him. He hasn't been playing his best, but we know he can get hot and rack up some numbers. So he's more of a tournament option, I think. The last game of the night, what a way to end Christmas Day. The Los Angeles Clippers and the Los Angeles Lakers. Julius Randle is probable with an ankle injury, and Nick Young is probable with his gastroenteritis. For the Clippers, Blake Griffin says he's probable with a knee injury. He's going to play, and Paul Pierce is likely back after missing the last game with a back problem. Jamal Crawford is a minimum salary guy. This is a real easy matchup for guys in his position, but he's been brutal lately. To me, he's only a tournament play. I like Blake Griffin at 9,000 going up against this Lakers front court, especially if Julius Randle doesn't play. And DeAndre Jordan against the front court as well. 7,500 for DeAndre. He's a 33-point guy across the last three games. He could easily be a 35 to 40-point guy in this one. JJ Redick also has a real opportunity here to put up a big night at 4,600. There's no reason why he shouldn't go for 30 points, really. Chris Paul at 9,000 has been on fire, almost averaging 48 points across the last three games, dropped 55 in the last one. It's at only 9,000, one of the better point guard plays on the board. Julius Randle, I'll leave alone. Jordan Clarkson at 5,800. He's averaging 27, so not too bad, but you need him to be up around 30. And D'Angelo Russell at 5,300. The minutes are just too sporadic, especially against the Clippers, who really do lock down opposition backcourts. Not for me. 7,200 for Kobe Bryant. I don't mind that. It's his last Christmas Day game. He's averaging 35 points in the last three. He had a below average game in the last one. He could be a 35-point guy here. I've got no doubt. He's had a 48-point game across his last five. This is an opportunity for him to put up a big night. I reckon that Kobe is worth considering. He's not a must-roster player, but he's someone that's worth considering. Lakers front court guys, Roy Hibbert, Larry Nance, no thank you. And Clippers wings, please, as if we're going to roster any of those guys and be confident in it. Guys, let's bring up the DFS plays for the day. Point guard, Patrick Beverley, 4,200. Goran Dragic, 5,800. And Russell Westbrook, 10,400. Gerald Green, 4,100 at shooting guard. Kobe Bryant, 72. And Jimmy Butler, 8,500. Nikola Mirotic, 4,800. Trevor Ariza, 5,500. And Kawhi Leonard, 89. At power forward, we go Taj Gibson, 47. Chris Bosh, 7,200. And Blake Griffin, 9,000. And the centers, there's a lot of value in the centers. Steven Adams, 4,100. DeAndre Jordan, 7,500. And Hassan Whiteside, 7,700. Guys, that does it for today. Told you it was going to be short and sweet. Remember, have a look at Ish Smith in your 12-team leagues. Merry Christmas to everybody who is celebrating it, whether you're in Australia and you're in the middle of Christmas Day at the moment, or whether you're just going to bed in the States for Christmas Eve, ready to wake up and unwrap those presents. Best of luck to everybody. Merry Christmas to you and your families and your friends, all of that stuff. I hope you guys have a fantastic day. That's it. We are done. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.